You know, these days you go to party, they give you access card now. Has it happened to you? Even church members that invite me to do something, they say, "Pastor, this is your access card." One day I didn't get access card, and I go to this person who called me Father in the Lord. I went to this ceremony, and when I got down there, the guy at the gate, you know, the cousins of your Mia uncle, just said, "You're not penetrating, you're not getting in." Yes, my access card. I said, "I was not giving." He said, "No, you're not getting in. You're not going to get in." My wife was there. I wanted to turn back and go home. That's my style. I'm not going to say, "Do you know me?" He doesn't know me already. So, as we were turning, then the wife of the celebrant, of the person, just came and said, "Ah, let's go now." I said, "When came wale, we got to the gate. The guy is still saying, "Ah." The wife said, "Ah, it's me now." "Hello, tell you, tell you." So we entered. And I sat down. They took me to the almost highest table there. You know, but I wish I can tell that guy, "Can you see where I'm sitting now?" But not necessary. Praise God. It's always at the gate. It's not inside. Access card. They check you up. You know, we just had teaching them table. The access card. Are you saved? Do you have access card? That's the issue. You have access card? Luke 13. Jesus was traveling, teaching everywhere, declaring the kingdom of God, the goodness of God. Verse 22. These are some strange things you read in the Bible. Sometimes you wonder. And Jesus went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. So one guy just came out. Look at this. Next verse. And the guy said to Jesus, "Lord, are there few who are going to get access card?" So these things you are proclaiming, are there few who are saved? Are you sure that you have access card? When you go to party these days, those days when we do party, there's enough food to eat for everybody. But things are scarce now. We just tell you, we are only bringing 200 people. And they give them access card for 210 thereabouts. And send this over there. Again and there, you can't enter. Though you are the church, it's a ceremony, but this one, you can't enter. So he said to him, "Lord, are there few who are saved?" Let's look at Jesus' answer. And he said to them, next verse, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able." Oh, what's going on here? I thought it's for everybody. But he said you have to make effort to enter, to go through the narrow gate. Let's keep on reading. "When once the master of the house has risen up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open for us,' and he will answer and say to you, 'I don't know you, you got no access card. Where are you from?'" Next verse. "Then you will begin to say, 'We ate and drank in your presence, and you thought in our streets, it's there about Tekobo Junction.'" Let's keep reading. "But he will say, 'I tell you, I don't know you. Where are you from? Depart from me, all you who workers of iniquity.'" Let's go on. "There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves, what? Thrust out at the gates." But it's going to get better now. Good news. Look at next verse. "They will come from where? The east." You know, that's Jerusalem and Palestine. "They will come from the east, Asia. They will come from the west, Africa and Europe and America. From the north, Denmark and co. And from the south, Australia, South Africa. And they will sit down where?" Jesus was looking at the Jews and he was saying, "Look here, this is going to go global. Don't think that what I'm doing over here is just only for a few people. This party is global. This party is universal. And I'm going to get them to come. They." But are you one of they? "And sit down in the kingdom of God." You know, I was telling my wife yesterday, something is bothering me. You see, people, some pastors like crowd. They like crowd. When they see crowd like this, they are titillated. But when I see crowd, I get fidgety. You know why I get fidgety? See, when we are one or two, we know ourselves and we know where we are going. But when we start having crowd, we have to be sure of everybody. Because one of the things I don't want is that none of us will miss out. You know, sometimes when you sit wherever you sit, I wish I can just sit beside you and talk to you personally. Are you hearing me? So, really, what I want you to do is that I want you to belong. I don't want you to miss anything. Even, you know what Paul said? Paul said, he said, his prayer is that he would rather go to hell than people go to hell. Can you imagine that? Paul was saying, I'd rather be lost for my tribe to come to God. You know, it's not, my mother had this kind of funny prayer when I was growing up. She said, Owo timbani ka umami uni. Have you heard before? The money I should have, I don't want it. Let my children have it. And I want to take a cue from that. The blessings I really want in life is that you be blessed. That everyone personally, completely, take part in the. I'm not just saying, I belong to that church. You see, it's not just, I belong to church. You are on our street. We ate and drank. No service. On our street. No, but do you participate in this? Let's go to Matthew 5, Matthew 8. And we need some things to have to do to claim the access card. Matthew 8. Jesus was saying the same thing again. Hallelujah. Are you still here with me? Are you still here with me? Look at verse 10. When Jesus had that man, he said, he marveled and said to them, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Next verse. And I said to you, many will come from east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. Are you here? And what happened next? But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. You know, one of the people that find Christian faith difficult are those who are born in the house of reverend and pastors and bishops. Do you know why? It becomes too common for them. It becomes too normal for them. I had to pray for one of my children went to school. And when she started calling, she was weeping, she was crying. And she said, do you know, I just saw the love of God overcoming my heart. I'm so grateful. You know why? Because they grew up in this, it become normal. It's easy to just go somewhere and just blend with the crowd. Particularly, you grow up in a house where they do. There's no problem. Everything is okay. You wake up in the morning, mommy pray, daddy pray. Before you know it, you just think it's normal. But it's not normal. Like my children, they go to school. Their friends, they have all kinds of stuff taking place among their friends' families. And they will tell us, daddy, we don't have drama in our house. I say, Manzion, or which one? We don't have drama. And if you're not careful, church girls will go and marry unbelievers to have drama in their lives. Hallelujah. So, are you saved? Are you truly with access card? I can't share this personally with you. I can't share deeply with you. I had an experience that nearly broke my life. Sometimes ago. Nearly broke me. But God helped me out. Somebody who came to church, who is just an unbeliever, got an access to God through church, through my life. The person gloriously got saved. And somebody else who was not really that serious got involved with the person and married the person. And nearly killed her. Oh, I was in agony for a couple of years over the person's life. I was afraid that this person, this lady, will turn back from God because of the experience of the person who's supposed to be part of the access card owner. But God delivered us. Clap your hands for Jesus. God delivered me. I shed tears in my office more than once. Because the access card, the most that we carry the access card is not there. Now, as I ask myself, how can I see that everybody get access card? Then I saw it. Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Look at verse 8 first. Maybe we'll make it clearer. Where do we get this access card? How do we get this access card? From verse 6, let's make it clearer. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Don't say in your heart, who will ascend to heaven to go and get the access card? Bring Christ down. Next verse, verse 7. Who will descend to the abyss, go to hell, go and get access card? Next verse. But what does he say? The access, the word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which you preach. So we know that when they give you access card, you find something like that on the right, something there. If they are very highly placed, they put your name on it. If they are not, they just give you the card. And they write, this allows, permits access card. So words are the key here, word of faith. They have trust in you that you are coming in, you are going to join them. And what's this word of faith? Look at next verse. That if you confess with your mouth, who? The Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be. See, it's not that you come to church regularly. It's not that you give God tithe. It's not that you pray and fast. No. It's that you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. Can you look up, everybody? In the third service last Sunday, I was talking about becoming a British citizen or American citizen. Nobody would want to miss that. So I asked myself, let me go and see what is done to become a citizen in US and in UK. So I typed into my Google with AI assisted. I said, can you give me what they do? And he said, they take oath of allegiance. Both countries. He said, you should dress up, look formal, and come there. They put the flag there. And when I opened the oath of allegiance for UK, the very first thing I noticed was this. I swear an allegiance to the King Charles III before it was Queen of England. So I noticed that before you can become a British citizen, you have to swear allegiance to the King Charles or you will never be. Then I look at US own. They don't have a king. And then I saw, it's almost the same way. They said this one first, that I declare today I'm going to swear allegiance to the American Constitution. That I deny all others to accept this. I said, deny? I know you won't mind denying Nigeria. I'll be back again. I don't you. You know? So I noticed two things. They swear allegiance to the king over the territory, and second, to the commandment or to the word of that country. The greatest word. Then I saw it. This looked like it. This is where they copy it from. That if you confess, so if you are going to be saved, it's not that you come to church or you pray and fast first. You take allegiance to the king. You say, Jesus, you are my Lord. For instance, if I say Putin is my president, you know I'm a Russian. If I say Joe Biden on the way by next week, Joe Biden is my president. You know I'm an American. And if I say Tinubu, I'm a Niger. Same way, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. And I believe. Look at this verse. This is interesting now. This is where I struggle. For with the heart, one believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made. Now, please listen. Please listen. There are two parts to that verse. That's believing with your heart. Now, I have a problem. Can I be honest? I was telling my wife, was it yesterday now? I said, I have a problem. I noticed many of us, we're faithfully coming to church. But salvation is not sometimes real in our lives. What is the problem? So I was praying. How do you really help them with the access card? Then I saw it. Let's go to John 12. John 12. And may God help us today. May God help us to embrace our access card well. Look at verse 37. This Jesus toward the end. John was writing the conclusion of the gospel. But although he had done so many signs before them, wow, they did not believe in him. What a sad conclusion. Let's go on. that the word of Isaiah, the prophet, may be fulfilled, which he spoke. Lord, what's believe our report? And to whom has the hand of the Lord been revealed? Next verse. Therefore, they could not believe because, as I have said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their heart, in turn, God has healed them. Stop there. Stop there. Now listen, I know that's not us. We believe. How many of us believe here? Or believe. I know we believe. But next verses will address us. Look at next verse. This thing Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Next verse. Nevertheless, can you look up? Even among the rulers, many believe in him. Wow. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Why? Next verse. For they love the praise of men. I saw where our problem is. The Lord just showed me that when you believe, you are one leg out. The second leg is not taken. Because confession must be made unto salvation. He just showed me that many people, their salvation is hanging in the balance because they never confess Jesus. They confess they are RFC member. They confess they are in redeem. They confess that they are in choir. They confess they are in their usher. But they don't confess Jesus as Lord. Now, when I say confess, it doesn't mean just say it once. No, it's what? Confession is what you say. What you say. Like now, you know that when you say Charles the Third, King Charles, I swear allegiance, you don't tomorrow and just change your mind. It's still our king, our royal king. You know, it becomes the way you talk. For instance, now, how many of you have mentioned Tinubu in the last 1 week? Everybody here, yeah, Tinubu. Otinubu, Otisista, Tikinukombu, Walai, Tinubu. Everything Tinubu. What about Tinubu? But can I surprise you? We never talk about Christ like that. If I ask how many has mentioned Christ this week, embarrassing ratio will lift up their hands. At work, at home. And our salvation is not complete without him. With the mouth, confession is made. Are you confessing Christ? When they tell you, come and do something bad, do you say, I don't do that, too. I go to church? You have not confessed Christ. Huh? Now let me show you the shocking truth. Matthew 10. Hallelujah. I can sense the quietness in the house. Verse 32. Matthew. Therefore, who confesses me before men? What will I do? I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. So, when I go to my workplace and they say, we're going to deal with people, somebody's using juju, you say, Kole Kameo. You don't confess Christ. But you need to say, I belong to Jesus. Jesus is my Lord, and I know he will see me through all these troubles. When you do that, something happens in heaven. Jesus will stand up for you. Many of us over here, Jesus is not identifying with you because you are not identifying with him here. Your salvation is not complete. There's a believing, but it's not complete. Oh, we just want to let you do that, this work. I hope you'll be honest too. I'll try to be honest. See, the Lord Jesus will help me to be honest. You confess him there. They said these days, everybody, their husbands are leaving them. I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name, my husband will stay with me. So we think prayer. No. You confess Christ. Now look at next verse, the opposite. But if whoever denies me, shut up his mouth before men, him I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Wow. So you are not known in heaven because you are not making Christ to be known here. Now please, this is common to our generation. We are godly, we are righteous, we go to church, but we don't deny, we don't confess Christ. So that's our access card. For confession is made unto salvation. Wow. 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 You can believe and leave the Lord out. Pastor, what are you saying in essence? Let's close. Chapter 3, Colossians. This is what he's saying. 3:17. Colossians 3:17. Can you look up, everybody? And whatever you do in word or deed, do all. In what? In the name of the Lord. Do you know why you pray in the name of Jesus? Your prayer is not really actually important. What is important is Jesus. Did you hear that? What makes your prayer important is Jesus. You are coming in his name. You are a kind of people that come in his name. Today, you can put Christian and Muslim down. You won't know the difference. Because that difference, you know what I'm talking about, sir. You know that difference is gone. But those who have turned from Muslim to become Christian, Jesus becomes most important. Am I right, sir? God is common to all of us, but Jesus is unique. And if you don't, no, we are not called Godian, we are called Christian. Our own God is found in Christ. So whatever you do in word or deed, do all in whose name? Pastor, can I smoke? Smoke in the name of Jesus. Pastor, I'm thinking of leaving my wife. Leave your wife in the name. Even you can't say that. You back off. You want to travel? There are all kinds of evil. I'm traveling in the name of the Lord Jesus. One woman in Ikorodu, I had this testimony myself. The mother-in-law was a cultic person. She was terrible. She would make life difficult for them. And this woman, this sister, she's a Christian with her husband, trying to avoid mama. Mama would give them problems. She's tired. So one day said, God, what do I do? God said, don't fight her. When she comes next time, welcome her at the door in the name of the Lord Jesus. So mama came. He just said, mommy, you are welcome in the name. Bam! Second day, she left back to the village. See, you are carrying the name that is above every name. That name, Itoku gods and goddesses will bow. Hallelujah. In that name. So carry the name. That's what makes you to be different. We are bearing the name. Young men, marry in the name of Jesus.
Pastor, we can marry now.
Marry in the name of Jesus. He will take care of you. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, start bringing confession of Christ. Say, confess me before men. When they are discussing about all this going on in Nigeria, just say, my Lord Jesus will take care of me. In the name of Jesus, I'll survive this time. Praise the Lord. My children one time say, daddy, you are a good daddy. I said, I'm not a good idea at all. I'm like everybody else, just because of Jesus. I have no goodness apart from you. Am I making some sense today? Stop putting the burden on yourself. Start putting it upon the name of the Lord. By the way, the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. What do? The righteous run into it and they are safe. So all of you who are doing business, go in the name. Pastor, my children, how are they going to cope in school? I release them to go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Are we here? Start your project in whose name? Whatever you do, in word or deed. If you have been having nightmares, try this tonight. Just say, tonight I'm sleeping in the name of the Lord Jesus. In fact, let me close like this. Chapter, we have had choir, so we are closing soon. Chapter 11, the book of Acts. This is very important in your life. Taking the name of Jesus, confessing him as your Lord, will make your salvation a done deal. Chapter 11, Look at verse 19. Now, those who were scattered abroad after the persecution that arose after, let's jump. I want to go to verse 20. But some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, who, when they had come to Antioch, spoke to the Hellenists, preaching who? Who are they preaching? You know, the problem of pastors and churches in our country, we are busy preaching the pastor, the richest pastor, the GO, is anointing. Let me digress. Some of you, you will leave town. You will go somewhere else, abroad, and Lagos and Abuja. Which church will you go? I'll tell you which church to go.
Pastor, you don't have any branch.
We are a palm tree. You got no branches.
Church, which church will you go?
Let me show you. Chapter 4, 2 Corinthians. I'll come back here. Chapter 4, 2 Corinthians. Verse 6. Take a look. Okay, give us verse 5. Uh-huh. Do you see that? Any church you go to, this is how you know good church. For we do not, this is the pastor, for we do not preach ourselves, but who? Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your born servant for Jesus' sake. This is how to get a good church. Anywhere you go, when you enter there, just look at their service. Do they exalt Jesus? Or is the man's picture, the GO's picture everywhere? Is the word of Christ important or their mission statement? You listening? He's preaching Christ Jesus, not himself. Anybody who is preaching, that's why our country today is this. They are preaching their anointing, preaching their glory, preaching their power, preaching their strength, preaching their church, preaching their car, their jets. I don't come to church to come and hear who you are. You are not important. You are not eternal. Only Jesus is. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? That's how to get church to go. And he said, and we declare ourselves your born servant. Any church you go to, where the pastor is all and all, is pushing everybody around, is making noise, he has a throne. He has a throne. Some pastors, their wives never dare enter their jeep. Huh? Who owns the wife? Who owns the husband? Who owns the jeep? Like I told somebody one time, I told the person, I said, my wife tells you something, you better see who owns me. I told the person, I said, if my wife said, get bulldozer and pull down this church, I said, when she's telling you that, call the bulldozer first. Then second, call me. You hear me? I'm just joking. What I'm saying is this. You see, the pastor becomes all in all. He's the master. When he comes in, Ibare, pastor, would you bare, G-O. That's not church anymore. Jesus is no longer there. See, that's why today, Nigeria, we are weak. Nigeria is not changing because there's much about anointing and power, but less of Jesus. But here, Jesus is our Lord. Say that again. Jesus is my Lord. Make your confession again now. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my shepherd. I shall not want. Can you clap your hands for Jesus one more time? Glory to God. So, I'm pleading with you. Look at what happened to them. Next verse. Let's go back to that Acts 11:20. I need to start shutting up now. Acts 11:20. Wow, quickly. Okay, preach the next verse. And look at it, next verse. And the hand of the Lord was with them. Now listen. And a great number did what? Is that a full stop after belief? No. Unless they turned. So they began to make confession of Christ. The Lord becomes important in their lives. Let's keep reading. Next verse. And then the news of these things came to the ears church in Jerusalem, and they sent out Barnabas to go as far as Antioch. Look at next verse. And when he came, he had seen the grace of God. He was glad and encouraged them all that with purpose of heart, they should do what? Continue with who? With church alone? With pastor? No, with the Lord. That means make him your confession. Make him your master. Your life will be sorted out. So he told them as a good pastor. Look at next verse. And he said, he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were added, not just to church, but to the Lord. Because church will close after we finish now, in the next 2-3 minutes. But the Lord will continue with you wherever you go. Hallelujah. I'm glad that I am pastoring the church of the Lord Jesus. Because I can't make it happen, but He can make it happen in our lives. Is that all right? Next verse. I want to read something more to you. And look, I want to show you what happened. Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul. Next verse, quickly. My time is up. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year, they assembled with the church and taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called what? Were first called what? God, not Godians. Not just righteous people, not just believers. They were called Christians because they were talking about Christ in all their lives. When the husband gets home, you say, I love my wife as Christ loved the church. Why do you love your wife? Because Christ loved the church. That's why I love my wife. The wife, why are you submitting? Because the church submitted to Christ. See, it's all about Christ. Children, why are you obeying? The Lord. The Lord said, I have long life and well life. See that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I close like this? So what's our mandate as a church? Let's go to Matthew 28, verse 20, and I round up. Remember I told you about American citizenship? That they don't have, they have what they call a republic. So if you are joining UK, you swear allegiance to the king. If you are joining America as a citizen, you swear to the constitution. Right? Right? Now, Jesus was talking to them. Let's start from verse 18 to make it fast and clearer, quickly. And he spoke to them, saying, all authority is the king here, has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority is the king. Say it again. Jesus is Lord over my life, over my home, over my body, over my soul, over my mind, over my spirit, over all that belongs to me. Hallelujah. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Next verse now. Teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. Now, can you look up? The greatest document in the world that will last forever is the New Testament. The next one to it is the Old Testament. The other books follow. Jesus' word is in the New Testament. That's the greatest document. So we should go and teach all that I've commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always. Jesus is going to be with you in any situation, any place, wherever you go. If you just take his word, his constitution, very serious. Let's read this verse in Amplified Classic. Belumi, give us an Amplified Classic. I want to close with that. Amplified Classic. Let's read together, everybody. Teaching them to observe everything I've commanded you. And behold, Christ is talking now, I'm with you all the days, perpetually, uniformly, and on every occasion to the very close. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Now, this is the greatest benefit. To the end. And the day your end come, or the end of the world come, the moment you close your eyes in death, Jesus will be there to receive you home. He's the only one who crosses here to the other place. Muhammad didn't cross. Muhammad himself said, I don't know, all of us try to enter. Are you hearing me? But Jesus said, I'm taking to my Father's place. So let's start confessing him here now. Start putting Jesus into your statement, into your life, into things you do. You look at Christy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we close our eyes? Let's give thanks to God for Jesus. Let's thank God for Jesus. Thank you for our Savior. Thank you for sending. You know that song? You send him down. Hallelujah. I'm glad you came from the cross to the throne. Remember the song? I'm glad you came. Jesus, I'm going to give our offering right now. Hallelujah.